Well, there's another way to watch Al Jazeera, the original Al Jazeera, but you have to access the direct feed and you have to be able to understand Arabic. To that end, schools across the country are starting to get federal money to teach Arabic and other languages which are considered by the U.S. government to be critical for national security. For a glimpse of the future, reporter Andrea Smartin visited Charleston High School in the Boston area. It's one of only a handful of secondary schools that already offers Arabic classes.
Ask most people in Boston what they know about Charlestown High School, and they might tell you about the shooting that happened outside the public school a few months back, or the metal detectors that recently went in at the entrance. But walk into Arabic class, and you get a different picture altogether.
Okay, repeat after me. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum wassalam.
Alaikum wassalam.
The students listen closely to their teacher. They ask questions. They volunteer to speak in front of the class. And they laugh. They seem to be enjoying themselves.
How do you say no?
Lay.
Yeah, and you know, that's a word I didn't actually teach you. Yeah. Yeah, and you know why I didn't teach you that? Because I don't want you to ever say that to me.
Okay. Teacher Stephen Berbeco says his class is like this every day.
I walk into the class and I say, okay, everyone, let's start. And they sit down and we start. And it's a phenomenon. They're eager to learn. They want to learn.
Berbeco was hired to be a government teacher, but last year he and another teacher were able to convince the school to let them teach Arabic. He says his students have defied the odds.
It's the most difficult language they could possibly learn, and they're, in most cases, sailing right through it.
Aklan was Aklan.
Aklan me.
Christopher Alves is one of those students who has responded to the challenge. From the back of the class, he hikes up his baggy jeans and walks up front to deliver a 30-second monologue in Arabic. The senior hasn't always done well in school, but he says languages come easy for him. His mother is half Cuban, half Jamaican. His father an immigrant from Cape Verde. So Alves is already multilingual.
Ana Kabir y Taki, no, wa Taki. Let me start speaking Spanish and stuff.
I'm like, that was great.
Did you hear how it just kind of came out naturally? As if you were, you know, an Arabic speaker. That was great.
Alves admits that on his first day of Arabic class, he didn't know what use he would have for another language.
I remember walking in like, wow, I'm about to learn Arabic. This is what they speak in the Middle East. Like, what do I need to know this for? I'm never going there.
But Berbeco laid out a compelling argument. He showed the students some of the job offers he got because he knew Arabic.
And once I started seeing, like, you know, $120,000 a year, $140,000 a year, I was like, I think I'm in the right class.
But Berbeco is hoping his students get something else out of the class, too.
My goal in teaching Arabic is for the students to become more familiar with something that's very unfamiliar. And just to be able to study Arabic and to own part of it. It kind of defangs the mystery of other cultures and other languages and other people.
As for Alves, he's changed his mind about going to the Middle East. Now he says he'd like to go to Iraq or Iran, and he hopes to study Arabic in college. I asked him if he has a favorite Arabic word.
My favorite Arabic word is probably assalamu alaikum, alaikum wassalam. It's basically just a friendly greeting that a lot of people get misinterpreted and think it has to do with Allah or some type of Muslim prayer. That's what I thought it meant at first, but now I've come to realize it just means peace to you, peace right back at you, literally.
Right now, Alves is having a rare experience, but with the U.S. government beginning to fund new foreign language programs, more young people across the country may soon be coming home from school saying assalamu alaikum. For NPR News, I'm Andrea Smartin in Boston.